Now, I do love the cinnamon, but I'm really not a coffee drinker, even though I did have 2 salted caramel fraps today. But I still have dry mouth, so I don't know. But my husband and I are what you, I guess, would call social coffee drinkers. We drink coffee not in the morning. We just drink it to have sugar and whipped cream in our diets. And so, but now I know, like Mrs. Christensen that was up here, Nicole, she is the coffee drinker. So the story that I'm about to tell you is not about me or my husband. It probably took place at their house. But there was a man and a wife, and they were discussing who should get up and make coffee in the morning. And the husband said, well, he says, I think you should get up and make coffee in the morning. And the wife said, well, no, you get up before me, so you get up and make the coffee, and then when I get up, it'll already be ready. And he said, I know, but the kitchen is your domain, so you can get up and I'll wait for the coffee, and you can make it. And she says, no, she says, in fact, she says, the Bible says that a man should make the coffee. And the husband said, oh, it does. You show me where. So she got her Bible and turned to the New Testament. And on several pages up at top, it says, he brews. So maybe that's what you can tell your husband at your home if you're coffee drinkers, so that you can have him make the coffee. I also heard a story about a little grandson that decided to make his grandma some coffee. Now, I am partial to those grandma stories. And so it was about a little 7-year-old boy who made his grandma some coffee. And when she tasted it, it was absolutely the worst coffee she had ever drunk. But she drank it. She drank it. Sorry, Danielle. She's my English. After she had finished drinking the coffee, she noticed 3 soldiers in the bottom, little army soldiers that he had put in her cup. And so she was curious, and she asked her grandson, she said, so why are there 3 little army men in my cup? And he said, well, I heard on TV that the best part of waking up is soldiers in your cup. Anyway, we're talking now about double espresso. And I know some of you in here, we heard already that maybe you are not the coffee drinker. But you know what? My wish for you is a double espresso. And let me explain. First of all, when I was younger, I worked at Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. And every day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m., we had a coffee break. And we all looked forward to having that coffee break every day. It was a time that we could set aside the tasks that we had to do. It was a time to fellowship with our coworkers. It was a time maybe to get some refreshments, something to drink, something to eat. And then we were ready to get back and finish our day. And so that's what this conference is for you. It's a time, a quick time actually, that we get to be together and that we get to fellowship with other Christians. It's a time that we can be refreshed with food and drink. It's a time that we can lay aside the tasks that we have at home that's going to be waiting for us when we get there again. And it's a time to be with Christians that we can learn something from God's Word. So I'm praying that this will be a real coffee break for you this weekend. Now, the word double espresso, or the phrase double espresso. Espresso is an Italian term that means express. Don't you like things fast? I mean, instant everything, except for that instant coffee. Oh, but we like things quickly. So espresso is the way the coffee is brewed. It's a quick brew. And double is talking about the strength. And you know what? Don't you need double strength quickly? I do. I know I'm a weaker vessel. I know I have lots on my plates. And oftentimes, I find myself in need of the Lord's strength. And I pray we'll find that here this week at the conference, that we'll grow and be strong in the Lord because of our time being here. Now, I have a little acrostic, 3 letters, A-S-K, ask. And I'm going to use those 3 letters to give 3 principles that we can practice in our life, that when we are weak, we can be made strong in the Lord. And the first one, letter A, is acknowledge. We need to acknowledge to the Lord that we are weak. And you know what? That is kind of hard to do, isn't it? honestly, from the time we're young, we say, oh, you're such a, you know, strong person. I grew up, when I was little, they had the women's lib movement, and, you know, they promoted very loudly that we are women, we are strong, you know, we don't need anybody. Well, that is a lie. We need the Lord. We need his strength. I heard of a man, a young man that was actually a construction worker, and he was a braggart, and he kept saying how strong he was, and he would list all the things that he could do. And there was an older man that he worked with, and he often made fun of him and saying, you know, that he was a weak old man. And so one day the old man had had enough, and he said, you know what? He says, I bet I can push something in a wheelbarrow to that outbuilding over there that you cannot push back. And the young man thought, oh, yeah, all right, let me see. And the old man said, okay. And he got the wheelbarrow, and went over to the young man. He said, okay, get in. No way he was going to be able to wheel himself back. And so we need to realize that we can't all do everything ourselves, that we do need the Lord and we do need his strength. 2 Corinthians 12:10 says, therefore I take pleasures and infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I have a little grandson, Camden. He's our oldest one. So right now, all my stories are kind of about him because he's a little bit older. And when he was just learning how to talk and to sing, one day he was sitting on my lap. Now, I cannot sing, but he gets his singing from his dad. His dad can sing. So I thought, well, I'll teach him motion songs. For some reason, I figure that drowns out my voice. So I have him on my lap, and I was teaching him deep and wide, or trying to sing deep and wide with him. And Camden, he just sat on my lap, and he put his hands in mine, and he let me do the motions to deep and wide, and we'd sing the whole song with him. Well, that was back when he was just a year old, and he's going to be three now, and he's in the I can do it all by myself stage. You know what that's like if you've had children before. And so the other day he was at our house, and I was showing him an app on my iPad, and I was trying to have him sit on my lap and cuddle with me and put his hands in mine so I could show him how the app worked. No way. What do you think he said? I can do it all by myself. But the reality was he didn't know the app, so he couldn't do it all by himself. And he tried, and he got frustrated, and finally he said, Nana, is it help me? And I thought, isn't that a picture of us? We go around saying, God, I can do this. I'll help you out, basically. And then all of a sudden, we realize we can't do it. And what do we say? Oh, Lord, I need your help now. And so let's be pliable. Let's lean back, sit in our Father's lap, and say, Lord, whatever you want to do with my hands, that's what I want to do. In Psalm 18, 1 through 3, it says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Last night, Penny talked, she spoke at our Ladies' Night Out last night. And she mentioned about how we should be reading the Psalms continuously, how she has them playing in her car. And I won't take the time about how many times in the book of Psalms God talks about being our strength. And it says in verse 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. And ladies, we need God's strength. We need God's strength for our marriages. We live in a time in history where over 50% of all marriages end in divorce, even in Christian homes. So we need God's strength to keep our marriage strong, to be the right kind of wife. When it comes to finding our purpose in a culture that is so anti-God, my husband has been preaching and talking about the Democratic Convention, who voted almost overwhelmingly not to have God mentioned in their platform. But you know what? We need God's strength, don't we? Even in a culture that tries to ignore God's presence and God's authority and God's awesomeness, we still need his strength. We need strength for our community to live and to be the Christian we ought to be in our community. Whether we're college students here at the campus, we need God's strength in that dorm, don't we, ladies? And we need God's strength in our neighborhood as a testimony. And we need God's strength if you work outside the home. We need God's strength. to be the right kind of mom and to strive to bring up our children in the Lord, we need God's strength. And that's what this conference is for, is to help us to grow stronger in the Lord, to rely on His strength, to help us to be exactly what God wants us to be in our daily life. So first, we have to acknowledge that we are weak, that we need the Lord. And then number two, we need to seek the Lord. In 1 Chronicles 16:11, it says, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually." And Psalm 105:4 says, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore." Well, we have an opportunity in the next few days to sit under the teaching of quite a few godly ladies. And so we're going to have that opportunity for God to speak to our hearts at every one of those sessions. And so my prayer is that you will seek what the Lord would have you to learn from those sessions. It's easy to sit in our pews and say, okay, just try to make me laugh or try to teach me something I don't know. But we ought to have a spirit that says, Lord, I don't want to waste these 3 days while I'm here. What is it that I can do in my life that I can change so that I can be the Christian that you want me to be? So we need to seek the Lord and His will and His strength in our life. And then number three, we need to keep His commandments. Deuteronomy 11:8 says, "Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong." So God tells us, you keep my commandments, you're going to be strong. So as you sit in the sessions this weekend and hear the main teaching from this pulpit, ask the Lord, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? Now, I am the queen of good intentions, and I can sometimes sit in a church service and God can be convicting my heart, and then I walk out the door and get busy with my life and even forget what God had wanted me to learn and to do with the message I just heard. Let's not be like that. If we're here and God speaks to our heart, let's make a conscious effort, a commitment as we leave here on Saturday to go and to apply those things that God has taught us. We are challenged this weekend by the Holy Spirit. And so let's choose to follow what God would want us, what areas we want to change. Ladies, if we leave here on Saturday and we haven't been changed, then we failed in this conference, because a lot of prayer has come in, and the prayer has not been just that the food would be good or the music would be on key, or that wasn't the prayer. Our prayer for this conference is that we will be changed, that we will leave different. None of us are perfect. We're not in heaven yet, so all of us have some area that we need to work on, and so if we don't leave here changed, then the conference was in vain. There was a story about a man that was a father, and he was in the kitchen, he was looking out the window, and he saw his little boy playing in a sandbox, and there was a big boulder in the sandbox. And he watched his little boy as he tried to roll the boulder out of the sandbox, but there was a lip on the sandbox, so he couldn't get the rock up and over the border of the sandbox. So he went out there, and the little boy had sat down on the rock and kind of was dejected, and he was kind of frustrated that he couldn't get that rock out of his sandbox. And his dad said, "Son, did you use all your strength that was available to you?" And then the little boy said, "Yes." And the dad said, "No, you didn't. You didn't ask me." And so, ladies, we have all the strength available to us, but we have to ask Him to help us. And so my prayer, again, is that we will be changed this weekend, and that we'll accomplish what God wants for us in our life. In Psalm 28:7, the Lord says this, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him." And that's my prayer, that when we leave here, that we'll be strengthened and we'll be praising the Lord. Tonight, we're going to be hearing again from Penny Gibbs in just a minute. Open your heart to whatever God has to say through Mrs. Gibbs tonight. Let's go ahead and have a little word of prayer.